Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and from time to time, people will talk to me about the podcast. Maybe they've identified with something. Maybe they have the same fucking neurotic hatreds that I do. And sometimes, when shit gets a little fucking personal, sometimes it fucking helps them out, apparently. Like, they've told me these things, and I appreciate that. I feel like it's kind of like a lot of pressure. Like, fuck. Like, not that you're asking me for help or coming to Chris Johnson as, like, a fucking therapist or something like that. But, like, if my fucked up existence is helping you, I'm glad, but at the same time, I worry that, like, if you listen to me, then you're gonna become a mess just like me if you're not fucking already there. I heard a couple people talking the other day. It was like in a group type setting, and they're talking about like, they've had bad weeks, you know, bad weeks, and things were shitty. And they were talking about how like, you know, shit just builds up in their fucking head and they can't fucking resolve it. And I thought to myself like, oh man, I fucking experienced that. Like, I know exactly what the fuck they're talking about. I didn't join into the conversation because I don't want to fuck them up. Everybody's got their own fucking journey. Look, I'll help you any way that I fucking can. But like, I can't, like, if you're like out talking, like if I see you or hear you in like more of a public fucking setting, I can't be giving you advice. But sometimes people come to me for advice, especially if they hear specific situations. Somebody came to me for advice recently, and I thought like, all right, man, listen, this, I'm gonna fucking tell you like what worked for me and like what I do, but just know that I'm a fucking lunatic, okay? People sometimes talk about how they cope, like how they deal with it. Like, some people use fucking alcohol, some people go fucking play video games and all this fucking shit. Like, if I'm being honest, like, I think that's a fucking problem. Not that I think what you're doing is wrong. Like, maybe what you're doing works perfectly for you. Like, everybody's got to deal with their own shit in their own fucking way. But, like, for me, you're doing that, or I'd be doing that, I should say. Like, put it in my perspective. Alcohol would just be, like, taking my mind off it. Video games would just be, like, taking my mind off the fucking situation. My problems would still fucking be there. The shit in my head would still fucking be there. I'd still be fucking angry. I'd still be depressed. I still get really fucking pensive about it and just walk around on my own fucking brain for a while. I gotta fucking deal with my fucking demons. And the only way for me to deal with them is to fucking feel it. So I do not drink. I'm not anti-drinking. And occasionally I will drink, but I very rarely drink. And I run a lot and I work out a lot. And I feel like that shit's gonna fuck me up. Alcohol is poison, really. I totally understand the need to get fucked up from time to time. I used to drink more in my youth. Not a ton more, but more than I fucking do now. More than fucking none. I don't really do anything else either. I'm not a drug guy. I'm not a straight edge guy. You do whatever the fuck you want to do. I don't give a shit. But like, I cannot have my head clouded. I can't be under the fucking influence of anything because I'm not going to be able to feel what I need to feel. When I deal with shit, I fucking live it. I have to experience it. My wife fucking leaves, I got to fucking live it. You get fucking bailed on if you're going to go out with somebody, I got to fucking live it. You get somebody doesn't want to fucking hang out with you anymore, I got to fucking live it. I got to fucking sit and I got to deal with the fact that like, bro, you just weren't fucking good enough. And maybe you're never going to be fucking good enough. And you know what? That's fucking fine. And I'm not talking about good enough for me. I'm fucking plenty good enough for me. I fucking love me. But you're not going to be good enough for other people a lot. You're just not going to be. Maybe you give a shit about somebody who you think is your friend and then they don't talk to you anymore for whatever fucking reason, or they just vanish for fucking weeks at a time. Like, you're not good enough in their fucking world. And if you can fucking deal with that, if that's the type of friendship you want, that's fine. But if it makes you feel like dog shit, like it makes me feel like dog shit, you gotta fucking like cut ties. And that might mean that you're alone all the time, and that's fine. If you're fucking healthier being alone all the time, rather than like having conversations with people that you know are gonna fucking bail on your asset or that don't really give a shit about you, then be alone. You know, but find your fucking zone. I got friends, man. I got friends that I give a shit about a lot. But like, the older you get, man, your friends are gonna have partners and spouses and kids and lives of their fucking own. So even in those situations, like, they will be there. They're gonna be there for you because they love you. But they also got their partner and their fucking kids to worry about. And they got their own fucking lives to worry about. So you may be alone. You may have to deal with a lot of shit on your own. But just know that you're fucking good enough to fucking deal with it. Because I've dealt with it. If my fucking ass, who used to drive down the thruway with his fucking eyes closed because he was fucking suicidal and didn't give a shit what the fuck happened to his ass, if I can fucking pull myself out of it, then you can pull yourself out of it. It just takes work, you know? You gotta want to get better. And you gotta want to not feel shitty all the time. And you gotta want, like, just better for your fucking self. And you know what it starts with? It starts with giving a shit about you. I fucking love me. Because if I don't, who's going to? And I know people that give a shit about me, they're like, oh, I give a fuck. Like I know you do, and thank you. But, like, you're not always going to be there. You know what I mean? You got to deal with a lot of shit on your own. And you're just going to have to give a shit about yourself and be fucking kind to yourself. You got to be to yourself the way you want other people to be to you. Because a lot of people aren't going to. Well, like, you're good enough because you have to be. You just fucking have to be. All we fucking got is, like, what's fucking out there, despite the fact that it blows. All you fucking got is yourself. despite the fact that you may blow. Got to fucking deal with your shortcomings. But like, it's enough. It's enough. You're enough. And maybe you'll find a partner. Maybe you won't, you know? Maybe you'll get really close with people. Maybe you won't. But it doesn't matter if you're not happy anyway. I'm a pretty happy guy for fucking hating everything and everybody. Some people will tell me that I'm fucking miserable and angry all the time. Suck my white ass. Because I'm none of those things. And you can be none of those things. You just gotta fucking work at it. Gotta find what works, man. Find what works. If my bullshit works for you, fucking great. I recommend going to a therapist. To fucking anybody, not just people that are fucked up like me. It's hard. Shit's hard. I know. And I know how hard it is oftentimes to do things by yourself. Especially when you're like starting it. Like I don't really know how else to do them now. Because I mean, I've been alone for almost 7 years now. So like I'm used to this. But it's very difficult at first. And it might always be difficult. I don't know how hard it is for you. Only you can fucking know that. That's another thing too. Nobody's going to really understand you except for you. I don't know. But I hope I'm helping, man. And fucking enjoy the fucking holiday season. Don't get fucking depressed about it. It's fucking awesome. I got my fucking tree up, my decorations. I'm going to watch fucking Christmas movies. It's a fucking hell of a time. Choose to be fucking happy. I'll be back every Sunday and Wednesday with new episodes. Podbean is the host. Every episode's there. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever the fuck else you want to get it. Twitter, Johnson Hates You. Instagram, maybe 5 minutes. And on my Facebook timeline as well.